Five mistakes I made in cloud migration and how to avoid them. Cloud migration is usually framed as a technical exercise. In practice, the hardest problems I've seen had very little to do with technology. Some of the most painful failures I've been involved in happened before the first workload ever moved. The architecture looked sound on paper. The tooling was modern. The cloud provider wasn't the issue. The mistakes were in the assumptions. What I want to share are five mistakes I've personally made or inherited in real enterprise migrations and what I do differently today. Mistake 1. Treating migration as a project. Early in my career, I approached cloud migration like a classic delivery project. Define scope, set a timeline, move workloads, declare success. Technically, it worked. Architecturally, it didn't. We ended up with environments that were fragile, expensive, and difficult to govern because no one had defined how the organization was supposed to operate once the migration was done. Cloud is not a destination. It's an operating model. Today, I slow the program down before the first workload moves. I define ownership models, decision boundaries, and what good looks like after migration. If teams cannot explain who owns cost, security, and runtime decisions, migration only accelerates future problems. Mistake 2, underestimating identity. In several early migrations, identity was treated as configuration work, directory integration, some roles, a few service principles, and then we moved on. The consequences always surfaced later: overprivileged access, manual exceptions, security reviews blocking delivery, temporary fixes becoming permanent. Identity is not about login. It defines how trust flows through the platform. Today, identity is the first architectural decision I make. Human identities and workload identities are separated. Privileged access is designed for scale, not heroics. Temporary access always has an expiry path. If identity is weak, everything built on top becomes harder and riskier. Mistake 3, migrating costs without changing behavior. One lesson costs several organizations a lot of money. Cloud does not reduce cost by default. It exposes inefficiency faster. In multiple migrations, workloads moved successfully, but behavior didn't change. On-prem sizing habits were carried over. Environments stayed static. No one owned spend. Teams had no visibility into the financial impact of their design choices. The result wasn't a technical failure, it was financial shock. Today, I treat cost as an architectural dimension. Every platform decision includes cost visibility. Teams see the impact of their choices. Guardrails exist before invoices arrive. Cloud rewards intentional design. It punishes assumptions. Mistake 4, ignoring network reality. It's easy to draw clean diagrams. It's harder to deal with hybrid latency, legacy dependencies, and organizational boundaries. I've seen migrations stall for months because network design was deferred, IP planning was rushed, on-prem dependencies were underestimated. Temporary connectivity patterns became permanent bottlenecks. Connectivity problems rarely appear on day one. They surface when scale and load increase. Today, hybrid paths are tested early. Latency-sensitive systems are identified before migration waves. Network design is reviewed with security and operations together. If the network is not boring, something is wrong. Mistake 5. Assuming AI can be added later. Recently, I've seen a new variation of an old mistake. Let's migrate first. We'll add AI later. That assumption usually leads to fragmented data, unclear ownership, and security models that block automation. Fixing it later often requires expensive re-architecture. AI is not a feature you bolt on. It consumes architecture quality. Even when AI is not an immediate goal, I design for it. Data must be discoverable and governed. APIs must be intentional. Security models must support automation safely. Good cloud foundations make AI possible. Poor ones make it risky. None of these mistakes were caused by missing tools or immature cloud services. They were caused by rushing decisions that deserved more thought. The most successful migrations I've led had one thing in common. They slowed down before speeding up. They asked hard questions early about governance, identity, cost, operations, and future capabilities. Cloud success doesn't come from moving fast. It comes from building the right foundation first. Need help with your multi-cloud strategy? Over the years, I've worked with large organizations navigating complex cloud environments, multi-cloud, regulated, and often already in motion. What I've learned is that most challenges don't come from technology choices alone. They come from unclear ownership, weak foundations, and decisions made too quickly under pressure. If you're currently planning a migration, refining an existing cloud setup, or trying to understand where cost, governance, or AI readiness might become a risk, a short conversation can often bring clarity. I offer a no-pressure 30-minute consultation focused on your current situation, what's working, what isn't, and where hidden issues tend to surface at scale. There's no pitch and no predefined agenda. Just an honest architectural discussion, grounded in real enterprise experience. If that sounds useful, you can book a consultation directly from this page. And if you're not sure where to start yet, you can also ask Claudia. She's available anytime to help you explore options at your own pace. Thanks for listening. I look forward to the conversation when the timing is right.